want to thank my guests for joining me in the studio this morning. It's been 14 years, so I'm not going to call you Little Billy Gilman anymore.
Just call me Medium.
Billy Gilman's joining me in the studio, and also keyboard extraordinaire Steve Hornbeck is joining us this morning. It's good to meet you in person, too, buddy.
Nice to meet you.
How you been? Good? From Tams, if people don't know.
The big city.
Yeah, the big city.
Vacation capital of Illinois.
That's the one, providing you're in long-term prison care, or at least that used to be anyway. Billy Gilman, if people aren't familiar, in 2000, you had a huge monster hit at the age of 12. And we used to talk about you a lot, and I've given you a lot of thought over time. I always consider you like the guy that goes out, or the young man who goes out deer hunting his first day and gets a 28-point buck that weighs 220 pounds, field dressed. And then you look at yourself and go, now what are you going to do? That was kind of the story of Billy Gilman in 2000. You got one voice, now what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, luckily I had a couple others other than one voice, but one voice was very... you know, I'm very lucky to have had that at all. And, you know, so many kid stars, if you will, look back on all of their past with such negativity. I was so blessed to have all of that success, and which is enabling me to now get into so many doors because the curiosity, what's going on, you know? And to put it simply, I just went back to Nashville after the voice change, after growing up some, after doing all of that natural process, and I did not want to go back on it where, oh, I'm here, Billy Gilman, you know. I really wanted to get in the industry. I wanted to songwrite. I had ideas even when I was 13, but who's going to listen to a 13-year-old kid? So finally now, I just released a new single that I co-wrote and co-produced. And
Say You Will. Yeah, Say You Will. Okay, that's the new one you put out on iTunes.
Absolutely. It's on all the digital stuff because that's the way my demographic works now.
Yeah.
A little different from One Voice era. And it's just a great time because now I'm not in the driver's seat, if you will. I mean, I have a lot of people that are around me and, you know, doing all that. But it's great to finally be able to sing what I want to sing and say what I want to say and have my hands in the pot.
And that's the lyrics.
Yeah.
And being able to, you know, and that along that line. Now,
absolutely.
Here's the interesting thing. While you were starting on tour, mm-hmm. One Voice and all this, Steve Hornbeck leaves Faith Hill's band and joins your band, correct?
Yeah. Well, what we did was Faith, you know, every time she'd have a kid, we would have time off. You know, kind of the natural thing of working with a female artist. And Jessica Andrews, who is another young artist, that Billy and her did a tour together, she was opening for Faith on some shows. Then whenever she was going to go on tour, there was this package they put together that was going to be Billy and Jessica called the Equals 29. It was their ages together.
Now it would be Equals 700.
And, it's not that bad yet, dude.
So we started working together. Right. And he basically took Faith Hill's band out whenever she took time off. I don't even remember which kid it was. Maybe it was Gracie or one of the ones, the kids that she took out. But,
I don't know.
That we did a lot of shows together during that time.
Well, but see, David Lee Murphy from Heron, right? I mean, he just wrote, he's about to get a big paycheck. He's got at least one, two, maybe three songs on Kenny Chesney's new album.
That's awesome.
But here's the thing with you. I mean, some people say, look, you got to pay dues, you got to suffer, you've got to experience life before you really know how to write it, especially a country song.
True, but you know, country has come a long way.
It has.
As far as that, it's not three chords in the truth anymore, which is a good thing for a lot of people. I mean, country music has broadened so much where, you know, I make my time between my home state of Rhode Island, the north, and Nashville. And maybe 9-10 years ago, you would never have thought that George Strait, as legendary and as huge as he is, would sell out an 80,000-seat arena in a northern pop. Country is huge where I am. People don't realize it. But it's just been so broad. It's just been so vast lately because of the different styles in the industry now. And it's just a great time.
Well, I can tell you, I'm sending the copy of this interview today to WYCD in Detroit, Don Carpenter there.
Awesome.
And Don just got finished doing a big 3-day weekend country festival in Detroit. Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Oh, it's country music has come such a long way, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
All right,
it's really awesome.
Steve, how do you like TV? How do you like being TV
like
and the production? I mean, it's a lot different than going on stage, doing the 3-hour show, and then getting on the bus and going home. There's a lot of hurry up and wait, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm doing the TV show now, Nashville. It's on ABC. I got lucky enough that the guys that are on the TV show are all guys that tour with me because, you know, currently I tour with Richard Marks. I've been playing with Richard for about 10 years. And the guys in the band ended up being on the show. And I kind of missed out on getting to be on the first two seasons because I'd moved away from Nashville, you know, moved up here. And sometimes you got to be there. You know, they'll call you and you got to be downtown right now for the audition or whatever it may be.
Right.
And then they've just been plugging along all this time to get me on the show. And when the position came open for Raina James, piano player, played by Connie Britton, they called me and just said, hey, you want to go to New York and shoot the show and be on the season three? And I said, let me think about it. Yes.
Billy, exactly. Now, seriously, you've seen Nashville. I've seen Nashville. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, we have.
Have you ever seen a group of prettier people? And why is Steve there?
Come on now.
They're trying to up the game a little bit. You know?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I watch Nashville, and I'm thinking, I've never seen this many gorgeous people in the same place in country music in my life.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it's a totally different thing. And that's why I think it was great. You guys worked together for a long time.
For a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
And kind of support each other. And now you're coming back to the Union County Fair because this is, as one published report described you, Billy Gilman, as your under-the-radar return.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's to me, one of my great friends is Keith Urban. And he doesn't lead by opinion, he leads by example. And I don't think he realizes that because I literally saw him at one point go from a 25,000-seat arena to a 400-seat House of Blues performance, and he put on the same show. Why? Because he loves it. It's going to be a difficult road for me, and I'm not one to ignore the reality of everything. It's going to be step by step to have people believe that it just wasn't this little thing that some kid wanted to sing and it just happened. This is what I was born to do, and whatever step it takes, you know. And I'm so grateful to have the people I have behind me, like Steve, to come back. We're going to start, you know, doing shows again and start really starting to say hello again. You know, and it's just an exciting time, and it's great for me because I'm confident with the songs. Because at the end of the day, if people don't want to download it or listen to it, you're in trouble. And I really feel I have a great catalog of songs that people can identify with, and it has to come from a point of truth, especially in country music, because people have to identify with it with themselves.
America.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's American music. That's the way I've really come to look at it. Now I've only got a couple seconds here, so we need to reiterate a couple of things. You guys were good enough to come in and join me today, and I really appreciate that.
No, thank you, man.
Billy and Steve, really. It's great to be able to have you because I know you guys are busy. Monday night, 7:30, the Anna City Park. My understanding, it's Steve Hornbeck, the Main Street Players, and Billy Gilman.
Yes.
And my understanding is, Steve, you've even got some local people. I think Ashley's coming to sing with you.
Ashley sings in my band, the
all
Main
the time?
Street Players.
Okay.
Yeah, all
great.
The time. That's what we're excited because, you know, we've been doing things. We have guests come on the show all the time, so I thought, what better person to have on the show than Billy? And it's just kind of worked out. So now we're doing the Opry with him on the 22nd of this month, and he's coming back next month to play in Cape Girardeau with us.
And you know what? The best of luck to you both.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm really anxious to see how things turn out for you.
We'll see.
I've been watching you now for 14 years. And I'm glad to see that you're back and engaged and doing your thing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Because, you know, it'd be so easy to go, you know what? I got the 28-point buck, and I'm just going to call the season. Yeah. And you didn't.
No.
And I think that's great, man.
Thank you.